May is photo month at London Drugs, so consequently May is photo month here on Dotto Tech. And Nikki Castengate is the production manager at London Drugs of their photo department. How are you doing, Nikki?
I'm good, Steve. How are you?
Well, thanks for coming. I'm good. Thanks for coming in. May is photo month. Is that like an international designation, or is this something London Drugs just decided?
Well, I believe it's actually national. It's not just for London Drugs.
No. Really? Well, that's something you're going to take advantage of, though.
Absolutely. Absolutely we will.
Now, I want to talk to you. You guys got some courses coming. Well, first of all, you've got some software that you've developed to help people managing their photos, and you've got some courses to teach us to do that. So why don't you fill me in on that whole process?
All right. Well, our courses are going to start on Saturday, May 12th, and we are going to start with photo books with our Home Edition software, which you can either download right from our website, londondrugs.com/photolab, or you can go into a store and get a CD, and we'll give you the software on the CD that you can download to your PC.
You can install software on your computer using a CD?
Yes, you can. I know it seems a little archaic.
I haven't done that in so long. I might do it just for old time's sake.
Well, it depends on how computer savvy you are. Some people like to have a CD that they take home with them rather than trying to download something from the website.
Seems like a lot of trouble. So the software, what's your software called?
We call it Home Edition software.
Home Edition. And what does it include?
The Home Edition software includes ways to be able to make photo books, calendars, greeting cards, Canvas gallery wraps. We actually have a new version coming out within the next week where you'll be able to do magnets. You can do bookmarks. We have more calendar sizes.
So tying into all of the different photo gifts and the photo gifts. Now, in the past, I think people, if they wanted to do a lot of this stuff, they would go into the store and actually do it at one of the kiosks,
yes.
Right? So is this replacing a lot of the different functionality that used to happen at the kiosk?
It's not replacing it. It's just in addition to that. Okay. If it's more convenient.
A lot of pressure sitting at a kiosk trying to decide on, what pictures go in what month type thing.
You can, and it's a time-consuming process. And this way you can start it on a Monday, work on it again the Sunday. Yeah. You can leave it for a month or two, come back to it. It can be as long or as short of a process as you want.
So the course starting on May 12th, are they all, you've got a couple of weeks of courses happening. Are they all the same, or are they covering different topics?
No, we are going to cover different topics. Saturday, May 12th and Saturday, May 19th, we're going to be covering photo books. We're going to do it twice a day at every single store.
At every single store?
At every single store. So just swing in and find out what time the courses are going to be held, and you can sign up for a spot. There's no obligation.
Okay. And how are you like parceling off part of the photo department to do this?
We do have a Home Edition kiosk on site at every store. Okay. And some of the stores that have a little bit larger of a footprint will actually have a laptop set up to one of our large screen televisions. So if they have, 5-10 people there, they can actually every customer can actually see what's going on.
Okay, so they're going to learn how to design their own calendars and maybe get some ideas for making gifts.
Absolutely. We start with photo books. We're going to do greeting cards on Sunday, May 13th and Sunday, May 20th. Those ones will be three times a day, probably about 15-minute intervals. On Wednesday, May 16th and Wednesday, May 23rd, we're going to do calendars twice a day.
We're going to do calendars. So what sort of thing am I going to learn? I guess photo books is the most complicated of that whole process, isn't it?
It can be. Honestly, with calendars, you can put a picture on every single day if you want.
Really?
Yes. That's a lot of pictures.
I know this. That would be 365 pictures.
Very good. Plus the pictures that you could put on the top of the calendar.
377.
But you can put multiples on the top as well.
More.
Lots more.
Let's go back to the photo books again, because I like the idea of the photo books. I think one of the things that people might hold them back from actually purchasing photo books is when you print a single photo, it's not a very big commitment.
Correct.
When you decide to print a whole book, it's a big commitment. And every photo's got to be done right, laid out right, color corrected to look good. And so I'm always concerned that I'm going to have one really crappy picture in the middle of my book. And even if people don't, it's only one picture, but it's going to spoil it for me. So how do we make sure that the book is excellent?
We take some of that away. We take some of the concern away from you because we do color and density correct every single image.
Okay.
So all we're asking of you, or all you need to do, is organize the pictures that you want into one file on your computer.
Okay.
That's really all you have to do, or onto a media drive.
Now, do we do a little more creative work with the photo books? I mean, am I captioning the photos and doing that kind of stuff?
It can be as easy or as complex as you want it to be. You could do one image per page. You could do 30 images per page. It's really as creative as you want to be with it.
And you've got all the templates and layouts.
Absolutely. And you can do your own templates.
Okay, so how long does it take me to learn to do that?
We are doing half-hour sessions to start, but if you ever have questions, you can come in and have a discussion with us. You can make your books on our home edition kiosk. Again, it really is something you want to do at home because you can't save from our home edition kiosk, but you can save as much as you want when you save it onto your computer at home.
Okay, and the types of books that people can print, you've got the whole range, everywhere from softcover to hardcover.
We're releasing more hardcovers, and we're actually coming out with a 12x12 photographic album, which is really impressive to see. This is an actual lay flat album that you can see right from the edge of the page all the way to the spine,
also
as opposed
bleed,
to the coffee table.
Full bleed.
Yes, absolutely.
Of the photos. And what's the range of price for the...
The softcover photo books start at $9.99.
Okay.
And our photographic 12x12 album goes up to $119.99.
Okay.
Plus $3 per extra page on that larger format, but...
And is there any benefit to printing multiple books at the same time? Like what I'm thinking is, okay, if I'm going to print off one book, give it a real good look over, and then decide that might become gifts for the family, and then I can reprint it and once I know that it's perfect.
Yes, we will offer discounts. Definitely.
Okay.
Definitely.
For multiple copies.
And especially with calendars too, because a lot of people don't just want to do one, they want to do 50 or they want to do 70, and we will definitely talk to you about discounts for that too.
Now, you've got this crazy idea of sending paper greeting cards to people.
People still do that.
Oh, man. I just don't get it. Because the online ones are so convenient, and typically you can have dancing mice on the online ones, which...
This is true, but this is something in the mail, as archaic as it may seem.
It's kind of exciting to receive.
It is kind of exciting.
And you can put a check inside, which would be exciting too, as opposed to an email money transfer, which is... You know, just so clinical.
Well, we can put a gift card inside too.
Yes.
So, and we have two different kinds of greeting cards that we offer. We offer the archival bond that we do at our press lab, or we have one that we do on our photographic machines at every single location.
Okay, so what's the difference between archival bond and the photographic? Tell me what that
means. Photographic paper is true photographic paper. So you're actually getting the colors, the density, the brightness to it.
So it's for a real photo, yeah.
Absolutely. Whereas the archival bond is more towards a paper stock rather than a photographic page.
Is that better if you're doing like higher volumes? Is it less expensive?
Absolutely.
So things like wedding things, if you're doing 100 or 150, that's going to be better than doing the one or two off greeting card that might be a birthday card or something like that.
Yeah, definitely. A birthday card, an invitation, something on a smaller level, Mother's Day, Father's Day, things like that.
Okay, so that's pretty cool. And again, the course for that is a little bit shorter, is it still a half hour?
That one's only about 15 minutes, and it's really what you want to learn, because we can go through text, we can go through templates, we can go through frames.
Okay, and finally, calendars. It seems a strange time of year to be thinking about calendars, Nikki. You should have your calendar by now.
You can start our calendars on any month of any year.
Oh, that's going to mess people up. Some people, it's like the school year. They're going to go to that full year school year.
Yes, I heard about that.
Could be difficult.
Yeah, I'm glad I'm not in school anymore.
yes. I am again, but it doesn't really matter. So this is happening for three consecutive weeks, May being photo month, of these courses. The software is free. You can download it, maybe familiarize yourself with it beforehand. But definitely, we'll have all of these dates posted on our website.
Wonderful.
And I think I might be interested in taking the photo book course.
Wonderful. And we have some added incentives starting on May 11th. Our flyer offers 15% off of our home edition products.
Oh, anything that the software is free, but anything that we buy from the home edition.
You will give you 15% off,
so
absolutely.
So some new mugs for me, because I like the mugs.
The mugs are on sale right now.
Oh, are they?
They're on sale right now.
Oh, mugs are fun. It's always fun having your face sucking coffee out of your head. It's a good thing to do. Or your dog's head, or whatever head you want.
Whoever you happen to like.
Nikki Castingate is the production manager at London Drugs. We will have links to all of these courses on our site. Or, of course, go to londondrugs.com. It's all referenced there as well. Thanks, Nikki.
Thank you.